In the name of Jesus, the Son of the only true and living God. Amen. Psalm 145. A psalm, by definition, is a song of praise. So although the whole book of 150 psalms is named Psalms, it is unlikely that only one psalm would be labeled a song of praise. But that is exactly the case with Psalm 145. It is the only psalm labeled specifically as a song of praise. In addition to being a song of praise, it was written by the great King David. It is also a poetic, acrostic psalm, meaning that it had some rhyming action in the Hebrew language, and the verses began in Hebrew with successive letters of the Hebrew alphabet, though the nun, or N as we would know it, was left out because there was only 21 verses while the Hebrew alphabet has 22 letters. Great is the Lord, a song of praise of David. I will extol you, my God and King, and bless your name forever and ever. Every day I will bless you and praise your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. A great king, King David, pays homage to the greatest of kings as King David praises the God who is also his king. In so doing, David acknowledges God's existence and also his authority over him. The psalmist, King David, will praise God's name forever. This is an example of Old Testament belief in eternal life. The greatness of God is unsearchable. No matter how deep we dig, there is always more to the greatness of God. His greatness is beyond our feeble comprehension. We simply don't know just how great God is, because we can't comprehend him at all. Verse 4, and continuing, one generation shall commend your works to another and shall declare your mighty acts. On the glorious splendor of your majesty and on your wondrous works I will meditate. They shall speak of the might of your awesome deeds, and I will declare your greatness. They shall pour forth the fame of your abundant goodness and sing aloud of your righteousness. So far, the reading. The present generation should always tell of God's acts to the next generation. The witness to these mighty acts should be passed down from one generation to another. The declaration of pure Christian doctrine should be fortified and strengthened by the testimonies of Holy Scripture against corruption and perversions, false teaching. Then in time, godless doctrines would not be concealed under the witness of Scripture. Instead, a completely unvarnished version of the pure truth might be passed on to future generations. Some of that is paraphrased from the Concordia, Preface 13, the Book of Concord. Verses 8 and 9. The Lord is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. The Lord is good to all, and his mercy is over all that he has made. How many times did we hear last week in Psalm 136? How many times did we hear, for his steadfast love endures forever? Psalm 136 had 26 verses, so we heard it 26 times. His steadfast love endures forever. Verse 5 here says it all in a new way. Verse 8 says it all in a new way. The Lord is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love. His steadfast love not only endures forever, but it is abounding. There is so much of God's steadfast love that it spills over the cups of our needs. Even for those who do not believe in Him and what He has done through His Son, He is good to them. He provides for them in this world all of their needs. In the end, He gives them what they desire. What they desire is anything but Him and His kingdom. So they get the other alternative. To those who ask for mercy, He gives them mercy in abundance, more than enough to forgive their sins, more than enough to last forever. Continuing with verse 10, all your works shall give thanks to you, O Lord, and all your saints shall bless you. They shall speak of the glory of your kingdom and tell of your power, to make known to the children of man your mighty deeds and the glorious splendor of your kingdom. Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion endures throughout all generations. All of God's works give witness to Him. The sun and the moon and the stars, the depths of the sea and its creatures, the tidal waves and hurricanes, the mountains and deep caves, all give witness to the greatness of their Creator. They all witness to the greatness of God. Yet His kingdom is not of this world. It is a kingdom of much greater wonder than the world we live in. Yet all of the things of this world tell of God's power. They all speak to children and men of the greatness of the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God. It is a kingdom that will last forever under a mighty God whose dominion and rule last forever. The great Lutheran theologian Martin Chemnitz speaks, quoting, although the heathen can see the works of God, the creation and the sustaining of the universe, I'll read that again. Although the heathen can see the works of God, the creation and the sustaining of the universe, yet they fail to recognize the true God, because they neglect the Word. Continuing verse 13. The Lord is faithful in all His words and kind in all His works. The Lord upholds all who are falling and raises up all who are bowed down. The eyes of all look to You, and You give them their food in due season. You open Your hand. You satisfy the desire of every living thing. The Lord is righteous in all His ways and kind in all His works. The Lord is near to all who call on Him, to all who call on Him in truth. He fulfills the desire of those who fear Him. He also hears their cry and saves them. The Lord preserves all who love Him, but all the wicked He will destroy. These verses, 13b through 20, celebrate what God the King does for His subjects. God is the King, and His kingdom is universal, extending to all of His creation throughout all generations and into eternity. Verses 15 and 16 are familiar verses often used by Lutherans as a table blessing. For indeed, all creatures look to God for their sustenance, their daily bread, so to speak. He gives us all our daily food in good time. He opens His hands and satisfies our desires. Even the little lap dogs eat the crumbs that fall from the Master's table. The Lord is nothing but righteous in all that He does. He is kind. He's slow to anger. For those who call on Him, the Lord answers those who call on Him in truth and sincerity. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. So for those who fear Him, for those who fear that God will destroy their bodies and souls in hell, the Lord hears their cry and saves them through the blood of His Son. To all who love Him, the Lord preserves them forever. The justice of God is shown in that He destroys the wicked, those who neither fear nor love Him. And the last verse. My mouth will speak the praise of the Lord, and let all flesh bless His holy name forever and ever. The psalmist speaks praise, only praise for the Lord. He desires that all creatures, both great and small, both human and animal, will praise and bless God's holy name forever and ever. All flesh? Question mark. Is this a hint that our pets will be in heaven? I believe so. And lastly, from the Lutheran Study Bible, God is our King, and all generations and all the earth must hear about Him. He abounds in mercy, which extends to all His works. The Lord will draw near to those who fear Him, who have been broken by the law. He drew near to us in Christ, our King. His word resounds from generation to generation, bringing the kingdom of God to all the world and to us. O Christ, our King, Your righteousness is unsearchable. Though I should be counted among the wicked, You have redeemed me. Proclaim this good news to all the world through me, through us. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.